solution of getting the state involved because local animal control needed to follow state guidelines, and it just turned into more of a hindrance than it did.
Yes.
We were never able, in my opinion, we were never able to adequately resolve the problem.
Okay. Hold on to the thoughts about how you think that might have worked better.
Right.
So, you know, I just learned that cats, every jurisdiction has a problem with cats, it's just what it is. Another thing is a lack of services to all jurisdictions, because people are starting to catch on to the fact that if where they live, they don't have animal control services, they know which places do, and they're starting to drop animals off, and we're starting to get phone calls and then about an animal, and then all of a sudden the same type of animal shows up and we have to go pick it up. So it's going around. The other part is just in general a sustainable funding strategy. And, like with everything else that's going on in the world, everything seems to get more expensive. And we need to find a strategy where we don't have to constantly keep coming back and saying we need more money. We need to think about a strategy where it's just more sustainable and it's able to be managed differently.
Yeah.
Right now the current model, current strategy is just not working. So I think there's a better way out there we need to find it.
So a better funding solution where
yeah,
jurisdictions get what they need.
Exactly. Yeah.
We are regulated by the Missouri Department of Agriculture through the Animal Care Facilities Act. There are issues at the building in regards to Missouri Department of Agriculture. So building issues would be here. Again, back to the building, the location and the size. We take in over 1,200 animals a year. It's gone as high as 1,600 back in 2012 when we were in the middle of a recession and the housing crisis. We have leveled out in the last 3 years to average about 1,200 animals a year. So, you know, size is a problem. Location, we did not adopt out cats. We do have cats out there. Not as many as we probably should have, but where we can take cats from, we do take cats. We did not adopt many cats out at the shelter. We partnered with Petco 2 years ago and started taking our cats up to Petco to be adopted. Last year we adopted over 200 cats at Petco. This last year, it was 200. This last year it was 176. So they're not adopting at the shelter because a lot of people don't even know where we're located at. And we have social media, we have websites, we get out in the public. But I talked to someone in Hollister just last week at Walgreens that had no idea there was an animal shelter or even where it was located. So location and size are both an issue with the shelter itself. We are utilizing every piece of space that we have, but it just is not enough. So, and if we are able to do this to where we can bring in these other incorporated jurisdictions that at this point don't have contracts with us, then the number of animals that are coming through are going to increase even more. We also have the issue of Arkansas being on our state border. And Harrison and Boone County has no animal control. And we have caught some of them coming in the door, but there are others that I'm sure we're not catching. So... and then the other thing, because we are a government organization, which I could go agree with all of this, but because we are a government organization, we are limited in the type of grants we can apply for. If we were private or had a private, you know, a 501c3 type situation, that would open the door to grants that are just not available to us. So.
And just to point out, it's not a problem with Arkansas on our border. It's just, we like Arkansas.
We love Arkansas, but, you know.
there is animals that we've had that have come from there. So,
Brendan?
I had cats, and I also had along the same lines as far as services in other jurisdictions, and then so that they're just dumping, moving,
yeah.
No one's ever taking care of other places. Mm-hmm. I need to think about the state line issue.
Yeah.
That's my, I mean, any discussion we've ever had usually been municipalities or villages or just sitting there with that, but not anything about the state.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wrote up there the confusion about who reports the animal abuse. You know, is it law enforcement versus animal control officer? And the confusion is who's to work those type of cases.
Right, right. Okay, so there sounds like there's a kind of a theme of maybe miscommunication or just kind of not understanding exactly who to go to for what.
Who's the boss?
Right, and then that obviously drags out investigations and things like that, so kind of perpetuates itself.
Do you have an answer to that?
What's that?
Who do they go to?
I do not. No, I was just saying that that seems to be a concern that is coming around.
I'll put that one right there. Okay. And just to clarify, it's usually a joint response. I'm sure you can kind of correct me. It's usually a joint response between animal control and law enforcement, because law enforcement has the legal authority. Animal control officers, they have that background training, so they could, you know, work with law enforcement to have the correct law enforcement procedures and whatever.
And
is it complicated?
Is
that
here?
But he mentioned about in cats. I was at a meeting at Taneyville, and one of the customers there was speaking about in his neighborhood being just cats were just running, you know, everywhere. So he could get no help anywhere. So he put some stuff out in his back door, and it did away with some cats, and the owner of the cats then tried to have him arrested.
Yeah. And the problem with doing that, I don't know. There's a lot more humane ways to dispose of a cat than poisoning.
So with what we've got up here, I guess first question, does anybody have, looking at these themes, any other sticky notes that they want to throw up here after hearing what everybody else has said?
Yeah, I have one more.
One more. Anybody else? It's okay if you want to add.
I just had the gentleman from Kirbyville. So part of what I heard was folks in the city take them out to the country, and then I heard people who don't have service bring them in where they do have service. So I'm a little unsure if it's all of the above, or everybody's trying to get them somewhere else.
Shuffle them.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They drop them along to 65, they'll drive out to the country. I guess it's whoever's, however they want to dispose of them.
Yeah. And we've had box of puppies and kittens in front of our doors. Christmas Eve, we had a box of puppies sitting there when we came to work Christmas Eve. Luckily, we work 7 days a week. However, where we're located, you know, there's a lot of wildlife out in that area. I was very surprised that they were still there that morning. Maybe they came early in the morning. But another issue, and I don't know, maybe this is more of an animal control thing, but we don't have a clear ordinance system in the county. And then you've got jurisdictions that everyone has their own ordinances. So, you know, there needs to be some clarity, I don't know what word I want, but there needs to be more communication about ordinances and try and... There is no licensing, except I think Forsyth has licensing.
Forsyth, Marion Woods, Hollister.
Okay. There's no licensing. There's no requirement as far as rabies vaccinations, except in some of the jurisdictions. There's nothing in the county. There's no spay and neuter ordinances in any of the counties. There's no spay and neuter program in the county. You know, and the cost to spay or neuter an animal is not always affordable to people. So a spay and neuter program is something else that needs to be looked at. So there's, you know, when there's no requirement to rabies, yes.
One of the things that we required,
I realize I'm not from here, but one of the things that we required, anytime someone adopted a pet, that pet was spayed or neutered.
Mm-hmm. And that is the case. When they adopt from the shelter,
okay, I just wanted to make
they
sure
either that. Are or they will be spayed or neutered. But, you know, when you were going to backyard breeders, there's no limit to the number of animals you can have in a lot of areas. And if you have more than three breeding females and you're selling those puppies, they have to be licensed by the Department of Ag. But if you only have two, you don't have to be.
So if these are continued concerns, we can always parking lot fence yeah, that we I'm continue sorry, to just... No, it's totally fine, because I want to make sure that these concerns are real. Like, these are, yeah. You know, they're important.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't mean to... In a parking lot, because a lot of this stuff goes into a policy analysis discussion, because it's about ordinances, we can discuss this as a whole topic.
Yes. So the first part of this is really just to kind of put up, and so everybody can see that we all have a lot of the same concerns, similar concerns. You know, and some of, you know, one person's concerns may stem into others, you know. So I think it's important that we kind of take a look at these, and, you know, we're all coming from different places, but we bring with us similar concerns. They may look a little different, and that's okay. They should, because we come from different places. But we've got some common ground and some things that we really want to work on. So, the next part of this, we're going to flip it on its head, and we're going to talk about ideals. So, when I said, think about some ways that situation could have been handled better, like what would your ideal sheltering program look like? What are those key aspects that you would really want to see in that, if you could create something that met all of your needs? From a commissioner's standpoint, from a Forsyth, Kirbyville, Taneyville, Branson, Forsyth, we are everywhere. You know, what are those things that you need in order to get on board with an ideal sheltering program? Sound good?
Do we have a veterinarian that takes care of the animals?
Give you another few minutes, and we'll throw them up on here.
A lot of grief down here for the fact that you do nice animals?
You know, we... Yeah.
I'm not trying to be...
Last year we had 1,200 animals.
And how much grief do you get?
Not as much, because we're pretty successful with our rescues and our adoptions. How long do we keep them? It depends.
It's not easy to locate it, that's where you go.
Generally, it's
Fret maze.
Average federal fruit fest.
Yeah. Oh, there's one there too?
That would take very long. But we have rescued to work with, and we have to do the schedules around their schedules.
Yeah.
But if you need an option, that's a good
Well, honestly, I'm sitting here thinking, God, we could list just everything the opposite of what we just put there.
Literally, I mean, first thing I think is a better location.
Yeah,
a larger facility in a better location is the first thing that comes to my mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.